Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Bird Show.
I don't know if I'm on this emotional roller coaster because I'm trying to wean off the effexor the last couple of weeks, but I found myself tight in the chest on the brink of tears even before the Super Bowl started yesterday. Did you guys see the commercial on the NFL when the parents were talking about their kids that were playing in the Super Bowl?
No, I didn't.
No.
Oh my God, it was so good. How they were talking about how, like, to me, he's still my little boy, but here he is playing in the NFL. Oh, it was so incredible. And then there was another one. Did you see when they brought the team out from Hawaii that had that devastation in Lahaina?
I felt like... And I don't know if it's like typical or more so than the past, but a lot of commercials went for the heart, went for the emotion this year.
So I read an article, I think in Forbes. Why do I sound hoity-toity? last week that said that commercials now and businesses are so scared of getting any kind of backlash at all because of how PC we've become that tearing on the heartstrings is probably the route to go. And it looked like to me like it was like 3 hours of that.
Yeah, it was like every commercial break there was at least one that was trying to make you bawl.
I couldn't. Were you guys confused by the Jesus commercial?
Oh my gosh.
I thought it was a commercial for Band-Aids at first.
Washing of the feet?
I didn't see it.
So it was a commercial, which I guess to fill you in on the Jesus lore, the night before he was crucified, he washed his disciples' feet as like an act of subservience and just like servitude. And so,
like, don't honor me, I honor you. Yes. So I'm gonna wash your feet, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so there was a whole commercial where it was like depicting different scenes that I guess you would have seen, you know, throughout like life in 2024. So there's somebody getting their feet washed outside of a Planned Parenthood clinic. And it's just a bunch of those different types of scenes. And then at the end, it's like, Jesus didn't teach hate. He washed feet, which if you know nothing about Christianity, you're just like, what the hell? What do you mean he washed feet? It's like they were trying to preach to a bigger audience while just preaching to the choir.
I couldn't figure out what was going on. Legitimately, I'm like, why are they showing so many people with cuts on their feet?
No.
I thought for sure it was going to be a Band-Aid commercial. All right, Abby, so you got some questions about family here. Either show up or no.
Well, yeah, I mean, if you know anything about my family, which you don't, which is why I'm going to tell you now, is that me and my brother have a very estranged relationship. He does his thing, I do my thing, but I know that if I'm getting a text or a call from him, I know that there is one thing he's going to ask me. So a little bit of a backstory. Me and my brother weren't very, like, close growing up. We never really bonded as siblings do, but every now and then we'll have a fun little kiki moment. Like we have things that we'll bond over. Like we both love old fashioned. So over the weekend I texted him and I was like, hey, I'm looking at this old fashioned on Yelp.com. Do you think this looks good? I know we only like it a certain way. And he was like, don't get the old fashioned. I was like, okay. So a couple weekends ago, he gives me a call and I'm like, oh, I know this could only be for one thing. 'Cause he only reaches out to me when he needs one piece of advice. And it always has to be something girl related, which I find very interesting because it's like he becomes a completely different person. Like we go from not talking for months. Like I see him at all the major holidays and then all of a sudden I get a call from him and it's like he wants to divulge the most vulnerable part of his life. So I get a call from him a couple weekends ago. He's like, Abby, I'm seeing this new girl. I really like her. She's really great. Blah, 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 blah. What should I do? And I'm sitting there and I'm just overthinking it to the nth degree because I'm like, this might be the one time I hear from him in the next 6 months. Don't screw it up. If this doesn't work out, he's going to blame it on me. So I'm sitting there texting him and I'm like, oh, you should say this to her. Oh, I've just stalked her Instagram profile. I see that she's really into turtles. Maybe like do a little turtle emoji so she thinks it's like fate or something. And don't forget to text her right at like 444 because if she's into like woo-woo astrology, she'll think it's a sign. Numerology. She'll think it's a sign. So I'm giving him all this advice and I'm just sitting there praying to God. I'm like, I hope this relationship never ends so that I can continue to talk to my brother forever. And then I always know when the relationship ends because then I stop hearing from him. So last week I was like, I'm sitting there. It's like 2 p.m. I'm waiting for my little text from my brother to be like, what's he going to ask me about this girl now? And it's just dead silent. So I'm like, let me send him a text. So I send him the question about the old fashioned and I don't hear anything from him. And I call my mom and I'm like, oh God, they broke up. They're not dating anymore. But it is the one time I will hear from him is just if it's for a girl. And I wish he would call me for other things, but I don't know how to get him to do that.
Yeah, I'm always a little nervous about asking you about your relationship with your brother because I always kind of feel like you're on brink of tears.
No, I'm fine.
Okay, so I can ask that.
Oh my God, please say that. Oh, that was so brilliant.
I'm fine.
So I can ask you or I should not?
Yes, you can ask me.
Okay. So are there things that you will reach out to him for to try to keep some kind of connection or, and how does it make you feel when in this one area he hits you up but in no other areas?
Well, it's kind of an honor because to me, for him to open up about women or girls, to me, that's a very vulnerable thing. Like I never go to him for guy advice, mainly because he wouldn't have any. But to me, that's like a very, like sensitive thing to talk about. You know what I mean? It's not like he's texting me about Taylor Swift or artists or anything. It's like a personal part of his life. Mm-hmm. So when he texts me with those things, I feel really, really honored. I think for me, I've kind of realized that if I text him, I'm usually not going to get a text back. Or if I am, it's going to be like hours later. So I just kind of accept what he's willing to give.
Good for you.
And that's kind of how we've sustained our relationship. And that's just kind of what I realized. It is what it is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that's what I've... I'm used to accepting the bare minimum for men, so this is really nothing new.
Is this a mostly brother-sister relationship, like pretty typical, or do you think yours is different?
I think it's, it depends. Like most of my friends, weirdly enough, I don't know if this is like a trend, but all my friends have sisters. So I don't know if I'm drawn to people who are really good at female relationships because I grew up mainly around like men. I grew up around like a lot of boy cousins and I grew up around my brother. So I'm more used to communicating with men, just like very like short sentences and grunts and, you know, not used to like a lot of like emotional talk. From what I know about other people's relationships with their brothers, it's not as estranged, if you will.
Mm-hmm. In an ideal world, would you guys talk every week?
Maybe not every week, because I don't even really talk to... I talk to my mom every day, but she's like the only person I consistently keep contact with. For my brother, I would like to hear from him like, you know, maybe a text once a week. We don't need to hop on the phone, mm-hmm. but if he sends me like a little meme where it's like, haha, laugh funny, like I would be nice to, mm-hmm. to kiki with him a little bit more and just know that he cares about me.
You and your brother have never had this kind of relationship, right? You guys have always been close.
Yeah, I mean, yes, I say we're close. We don't talk every day. We don't even talk every week. Sometimes we don't talk every other week. And I mean, that's just life when you have a career, when you have multiple kids, like stuff like that happens. But we do go out of the way. Like when I go home to Kentucky multiple times a year and spend time with him, spend time with my niece and nephews. We have a family vacation. We try to do a family vacation once a year. So we have a family vacation lined up in May. So we're all going to get to see each other. We are tight. It is different than what Abby and her brother have. I feel like, and I don't want to speak on your brother's, the relationship you have with your brother. I just feel like my brother and I, it's a little easier. It's
less complicated.
Yes, it's less complicated and it's a little easier.
Yes, it's I would describe it as complicated because there's love there. Like I know he cares about me, mm-hmm. and I care like deeply about him. But I don't know if it's just like the way that we're raised or like maybe we both have issues with just relationships, period. And so when those two awkwardness kind of come together, it's just sort of weird. But every time I get that call from him, and every time there's a girl in his life, I do kind of see a little bit of a light at the end of the tunnel. Like, this is how normal people behave in their relationships with their siblings. Like, it feels so great. And so, yeah, I'm hoping he finds another girl soon.
Mo, with your did your parents make sure that it had to be a priority for you to stay connected to your sisters?
Yes, and I would say, like, and more so the earlier times of our relationship, because it's a little different for me because I'm so much older than my sisters. I'm like 10 years older and 13 years older. So I think in the beginning, when we were like younger, that was important to my mom, that I was that kind of older brother that was there, that was around, that was communicating. But throughout the years, we've always remained close to the point where when we see each other, it never changes, but the communication always changes. Sometimes there's phases in life where we'll speak like once a week. Sometimes it'll only be a couple times a month, depending on what everybody's individually going through. But the communication has always kind of been inconsistent, but the love and the connection is always the same.
Same.
The Bird Show.